News release Aurelia Lady Kings in U13, U15 lacrosse action this week. BMO Nesbitt Burns invested themselves in the game, winning 5-4 over Strawn and Morris. BMO goals were scored by Emerson McLaughlin, 2, Lexi Desars, 1, Billy Rouse, 1, and Georgia Davies, 1. Strawn and Morris fought back with goals by Cameron Nee, 2, Riley Black, 1, and Allison Rolston, 1. In another tight game, Mid-Ontario Disposal battled Mariposa Landscaping, taking them to the curb late in the game for a 7-5 win. Mid-Ontario goals were scored by Jessica Noganosh, 2, Riley Maguire, 2, Evan Stanford, 1, Jaden Miracle, 1, and Marissa Levick, 1. Mariposa Landscaping goals were planted by Ava Rouse, 2, Katie Shelswell, 1, Rain Noganosh, 1, and Ellie Lynch, 1. In the U11 division, Team Mix continued their winning streak by buying the property in front of the net against BMO Nesbitt Burns, with a 7-4 win. Team Mix goals were scored by Langley Duffy Wilkinson, 4, Isla Quinn, 2, and Hayden Daly, 1. Assists were tallied by Emma Morton, Avery Saunders, Jenna Gralowski and Harper Simpson. BMO goals were scored by Leighton Maynor, 2, Brielle Hodgkinson-Armstrong, 1, and Chloe Crittenden, 1. Hilson's Irelians couldn't believe their eyes as their game ended in a 5-5 tie with Second Century Source for Sports. Hilson goals were scored by Karis Davies, 3, and Kaya Sangster, 2, with assists by Ivy Lowry, Davies and Sangster. Second Century goals were scored by Violet Whalen, 1, Brooklyn Reed, 2, and Rebecca LaCroix, 2, with assists by Whalen and LaCroix. In the U9 division, the Stutz Re, Max found real estate on the game sheet with Isabella Bowden dominating with 5 goals, while Scarlett Stout and Elise Jeremy each scored one of their own in their 7-1 win against BMO Nesbitt Burns. Callie Basta scored the lone goal for BMO with an assist by Peyton Vierjoki. In a lopsided win, Northern Elite Lacrosse won 8-0 over St. Louis Bar and Grill. Harper McDonnell and Isabel Willette Darling each scored 4 goals, while assists were tallied by Georgie Sutterby, 3, and Bailey Barker, 1. St. Louis Bar and Grill will be ready to sizzle next week.